I know some of you have came with a long list of questions, but I had warned that I'm so greedy and sometimes go over time, and we don't allow sometimes time because for question, but we try to see if we can take some of the questions, inshallah. Some of the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, people, لن يبرح الناس يتساءلون حتى يقولوا هذا الله خالق كل شيء فمن خلق الله. And I'm witness to this. I saw it with myself. I hear it with my own ear. Will come a time that people will say, this is the creation of Allah. Who is the creator of Allah? The Prophet said in his time that will come time that people will acknowledge and say, yes, okay, Allah created the heaven, Allah created the sea, Allah created the mountain. And will come the time that people will say all this to such a degree, even the continuing and saying, so who created Allah? What they call it, there is a term for it, the Dahriyun, or anybody know what is the term of this group of people that no. Actually, they have a professional name, or no. 5% they believe that they are God or they part of God, but no, they will come people who will say, who is God is God. That who created God? No, we have something for them. That one. Yeah. But anyway, this is one of the things that the Prophet ﷺ said that will happen, and some people already been talking about things like this. They try to show you how smart they are and how they can debate with you. Okay, so they use this, you understand, okay, you're saying that for every creation there is a creator, so God created this, so who created God? So they try to reach the conclusion that there is nothing called God. But how can God has a God? Okay, and your method of debating could not be applied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator and is no other creator except him. Because if you continue like this, you're going to go for ma la nihaya. Okay. I may give you a break today instead of squeezing many things in our class, because, but at least let me close with one of this that I talked about it the last class. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, allow some time for questions. Maybe this will encourage that we have more customers next time. So one of the things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that inna allaha yu'ayyidu ad-din bir-rajul al-fajir. This reported in collection of Bukhari. Indeed, Allah will support this religion with the kafir man. Allah will support this religion and strengthen this religion through kafirs. Someone maybe be surprised how a kafir who is against Islam will support Islam. But we see it today. They support it indirectly, not for the purpose of supporting Islam, but it has a support for Islam. And all what I can tell you, take a walk to USC and try to take a course about Islamic history or religious study. See who's the professor there. You may find a Yahudi teaching you there. Okay? He's going to give you the knowledge, but he doesn't believe in it. And you may get the knowledge and you go give da'wah with it. Okay? So Allah had strengthened the Islam through a kafir. Look to some of this Quran that printed today in Germany. Big nice company doing very beautiful stuff.